tonight. The Subway NIBFA Cup draw is upon us. And the boys are here, Jerry and Brendan. How you doing, lads? How you doing?
Okay. Hey, enjoy. Yeah.
Listen, loads and loads of texts and emails about this. I think a lot of kids are, you know, sitting, it's like watching the, you know, Champions League draw on the TV. So they're wanting to find out who they reach.
Yep.
How many teams are involved basically when these cup competitions start, Jerry?
We had an entry for about 530 teams this year.
Whoa.
Across seven age groups. And there was about 10,000 players. But I'd just like to thank you and U105, Johnny, for the profile for youth football. It's been absolutely fantastic for us.
No, listen, the more profile the kids' football can get, the better, you know. I mean, you are the guys out in the trenches every week. You know what it's like. I mean, last time I saw Brent, he was standing with icicles coming off his nose, refereeing at one of the matches. But it's, again, as you know, none of the football would happen without the likes of yourselves and all the volunteers and all the coaches and the mummies and daddies giving a hand and everything else, you know, and the kids love it.
Yeah.
You know, it is class to see. I love when you go to the pitches and you can literally see hundreds of kids all playing football. And
yeah, it's just smashing for the whole thing. Yeah, that's fantastic.
It is,
you know,
brilliant.
That's what we're there for.
You know, it is terrific. So we're down to the nitty gritty and these competitions. So what one are you going to do for us now?
We'll run through on the other from the under 11 plate right through to the under 17 cup.
Yeah.
So, we're doing the plate first. The four teams in there are number one, Glentoran, number two, North End, three is Oxford Sunnyside, and number four, Rosario. And the first one out of the hat is number two. That's North End.
Yeah.
We'll be at home too. Oh, sorry, these are neutral venues. Sorry.
Number four.
We'll play at Rosario.
Right, North End and Rosario.
Number one is Glentoran.
Number three.
We'll play Oxford Sunnyside. Now we'll do the under 11 Subway Cup. The four teams in that are number one, Ballymena United, number two, Dungoyne, number three, Linfield, and number four, St. Oliver Plunkett.
Number one.
Number one's Ballymena. We'll play two, Dungoyne.
Dungoyne, yeah.
Number four.
It's St. Oliver Plunkett. We'll play number three, Linfield. Okay, and now the under 12 plate. Number one is Ardoyne, number two Bangor Football Academy, number three Glenavon, and number four St Mary's FC as Glengormley. Number two, and that's Bangor.
Number three.
We'll play Glenavon. Number one, Ardoyne.
Number four.
We'll play St Mary's. And now the under 12 NABF Subway NABFA Cup. Number two is Cliftonville. Sorry, I didn't read the numbers there. Number one, Celtic Boys. Number two, Cliftonville. Number three, Glentoran or Linfield. Or four is Lurgan Town. So that was number two. Cliftonville will play.
Number three.
We'll play Glentoran or Linfield.
Number one.
Number one, Celtic Boys will play Lurgan Town. Now, on the 13 cup, number one is Portadown Youth, number two, Ballina Mallard, number three, Coleraine, and number four is Shankill United or Bertie Peacock Youth. That fourth quarter final will take place on Friday night at the Hammer,
right,
between Shankill and Bertie Peacock.
Bit of travelling for Bertie Peacock then?
Yeah. Number two is Ballina Mallard.
First number one.
We'll play Portadown Youth.
Number four.
Number four is Shankill United or Bertie Peacock.
Number three.
We'll play Coleraine. Possible local derby there.
Yeah.
The under 14 NABFA Cup. Number one's Glentoran. Number two, Linfield. Number three, Newell Academy. And number four, Rosario.
Number two.
Number two is Linfield. We'll play number three, Newell Academy.
Number four.
Number four is Rosario.
Against number one.
We'll play Glentoran. The under 15 cup is number one, Dungannon Youth.
Dungannon, always. I mean, it's Dungannon and the Blues. I would think you go back to your records, yeah, the last 3 or 4 years, they're always in the semi
final. Well, that particular team, Portadown beat them in the final last year, but they won it on the 13. So that shows excellent consistency.
Yeah, we had the unfortunate, happenstance to come up against them in an early round a few years ago.
Yeah.
Less said about that, the better, but the Dungannon were some side. Yeah. And then the following year, we got the Linfield team, so said nothing here. So two very good sides.
Well, you make the draw in the early stages, you know, so, I mean, it's your own fault. Number one is Dungannon Youth.
Number three.
We'll play Linfield.
Yeah. Tasty one.
Yeah. Number four, St. Oliver Plunkett's.
And number two.
We'll play Crusaders. The under 16 is, number one is Bangor Football Academy. Number two is Cliftonville. Number three, Linfield. And number four, Portadown Youth. Excuse me. Number one is Bangor Football Academy.
First number C.
We'll play Linfield. Number four is Portadown Youth.
Number two.
We'll play Cliftonville.
Jerry Bangor Football Academy, we've mentioned there. They've two teams in the semis for the first time.
That's right, yep. They've progressed well this year, and it's nice to see some new teams, some new clubs getting into the latter stages of the competition.
Yeah, and much as I admire the Irish League clubs and their setup and everything else, I love to see the community clubs coming through, you know.
Absolutely.
Really.
Yep.
I mean, you have the likes of Plunkett and Rosario and all doing very well, and there's Bangor coming through as well. So
yeah, we've also Newell Academy who have reached the semi-finals for the first time, and Institute have reached that level. I know they're senior club, but they've reached the under 17 semi-finals for the first time as a club. So good to see this development going on all around the country, you know.
Right. So we got the
under 17s is number one Ballyclare Colts. Number two, Institute. Number three, Limavady Youth or St. Oliver Plunkett. And number four is Oxford United Stars. The first one out is number three, Limavady Youth or St. Oliver Plunkett's.
First number one.
We'll play Ballyclare Colts.
Yeah.
Number four is Oxford United Stars.
Number two.
We'll play Institute. So, evil local derby there.
Yeah, and you mentioned Ballyclare Colts. The manager, Lee Apsley.
Yeah.
He was on the same Ballyclare team, at under 12.
At under 12.
As Paddy McNair, is that right?
An excellent team that was the manager then, back then, Andy Apsley, who's Lee's father. I remember watching them against Maiden City up at Portland Owen in the semi-final. And they were absolutely superb.
Yeah.
Superb team. Paddy was probably the best under 12 that I've ever seen. And Lee, there was a few other kids on that team who were excellent. And it's great to see him involved in football, and he's taken his coaching badges and has progressed through the ranks, and now he's still involved in taking a team. So
what's brilliant about the whole setup, I mean, obviously a lot of years ago, a lot of old footballers like myself got coaching badges, but it's brilliant to see teenagers going for their badges and all now.
Absolutely.
It really is class, you know.
Yeah.
So they can still give a hand while they're still fit and able and maybe still playing
It's
terrific.
Very, very good.
So, Jerry, what are the dates for these matches? Are they all on one date or...?
They'll start next week, and we'll need to sort out venues, neutral venues and dates and times with those, but we kick those off next week, but that'll be my evening's work now
to plan that out, and particularly with so many junior football matches recently being called off, getting pitches is going to be fun. Well, there's a big backlog in most leagues.
I mean, I really and sincerely have to pay a great tribute and thanks to all the different leagues who participate in this tournament, and the way they facilitate the games. And they've had a really difficult season with the weather conditions. So I hope their season runs out well. And just as I say, from NABFA, thank you very much.
No, because I know actually speaking to Rob from the SBYL, that the juggling they've had to do to try and get fixtures put off and, you know, rescheduled and everything else, and it must be the same for all the leagues, you know. So are there venues for the finals sorted out?
Yes. We're on May Day. We've been running on May Day now since 2007, and it's in the Middlesex Sports Arena in Cookstown. Excellent venue, and they've been really, really good hosts for us.
Hear great reports about it. Yeah. And of course a big thanks to the folks at Subway.
Oh, absolutely!
They've been
continued supporters
of
youth football, and you know it's we can't thank them enough.
And of course, the poor reps that turn up at some of the matches with the big trays of Subway sandwiches and all, and then the kids light on them, like throwing baps at bears.
Well, it's an initiative that Subway have done, you know, and we select a match every week, and they provide some food and we usually do it if the team has travelled quite a distance to the game, you know, so some nourishment on the way home.
Yeah, I've got there's someone saying, we're coaching soccer here in Beijing. Yeah, okay. And local coaches. And Johnny, great draw. Sorry to miss him. Can you please shout out to all the Carsons, the Curtises and the Cummins? So for those who missed the draw, they're going to be on the NIBFA Facebook website.
Yes, we'll have them out on Facebook just as soon as I can get a typewriter.
Oh, okay. A typewriter. What age are you, Jerry? Typewriter. Do you want a quill and ink?
Quill and ink.
Brandon, thank you. Jerry, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Tony.